This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, we're kicking off right now of this Friday edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number you need to join us in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
It has been 1 month. On March 16th, 2021, government terrorist agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Ari DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and Nobody both remain in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can go to thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. One more time, thecrypto6.com. They appreciate your contributions.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're out there thinking, they're big in the crypto community, they probably got... No, they don't. We haven't even approached enough to cover the attorney's expenses for one of the Crypto Six yet, so...
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't think people understand just how many, you know, how much money, you know, is involved when it comes to defending yourself just against, you know, the initial charges, and especially when you have six different people who are charged. Each one needs a lawyer, or each one needs a team of lawyers and experts, basically. So, besides that, it also, you have to remember, you know, lawyers, you know, they might start, you know, at $70,000, but, you know, it could go up to $250,000 per person, you know, who has to be represented. And, you know, that's probably just for the first round. You know, when you have to appeal something, then it goes up even more. And it's, this is a case where it's likely going to have to be appealed. So
I do want to mention, too, that I at the top of the first hour, I called this the Merrimack County edition of Free Talk Live. I'm told that perhaps both Ian Freeman and Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, may have radios where they are being held in Merrimack County, New Hampshire. And there is a radio station that broadcasts, so the folks who have radios in Merrimack County can listen to this very program. Why do I bring that up? Because if you have a message for Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, or for Ian Freeman, 603-283-6160 is the number you want to call. You can relay that message over the air to them tonight. It is our belief that they are listening to the full program tonight. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to just give some sort of a message of support to either Ian Freeman or Nobody or both, I'm sure they would appreciate it. That being said, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I've been talking about, for quite some time actually, this whole bit about the vaccine passports. We predicted that this was going to happen as soon as the COVID came around and the lockdowns came around and, you know, they started talking about vaccinations and, you know, how they're going to fast track this. This from Forbes.com from just a couple of days ago. The Buffalo Bills, this is a National Football League team, to require vaccine passports for fans, allowing for full capacity at stadium this year. Some of you who don't watch the sports ball might not be aware that the NFL had no fans in the stands for most of last season.
Wait, really? Nobody showed up?
No, they just didn't allow people to attend.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. You know, sports ball usually attracts lots and lots and lots of people, like thousands or hundreds of thousands of people.
Correct.
And that's like to like one event, right? So, yeah. Wow.
And each team has 16 games in a year, 8 home, 8 away. And so you do the math. There's 32 teams in the NFL. And it's not just the NFL, right? We're talking about baseball. We're talking about soccer. We're talking about sports ball in general. Same thing with concerts. Concerts just disappeared off the face of the planet for nearly a year because they didn't want people gathering together. They didn't want people not social distancing. So now, of course, in order to sort of remedy this, or in an effort for this one specific NFL team, at least, they're now going to require a vaccine passport for fans and allow the stadium to fill to capacity as long as every fan presents a vaccine passport. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this reeks of papers, please.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's really hard to even talk about it because on one hand, it's like a private company and they can do what they want. But on the other hand, there's this medical fascist government influencing everything that big companies and big tech are doing. So it's like hard to even know if this is like actually their decision they would have normally made or like something the government is pushing on us via companies. It's really dystopian. It's really gross.
I agree. This from the article, again, this is from Forbes.com. Why they're carrying this article, I'll never know. Fans attending Buffalo Bill games this upcoming NFL season will have to show proof that they've been vaccinated for COVID-19 using New York's Excelsior Pass vaccine passport system. We've talked about this Excelsior Pass vaccine passport system previously on Free Talk Live. This is a phone app where users can upload proof of vaccinations. And this is making the Buffalo Bills the first team to enact such a policy as the NFL eyes a return to full capacity games this fall. Now, some of the things that you may have missed if you missed the previous Free Talk Live episodes. This Excelsior vaccine passport system is literally based on the same code as the Chinese social credit system.
Oh, God.
Like, wow.
Computer code?
Yes.
Wait, they copied the Chinese social credit score system, the one that's like draconian and like used to suppress dissidents in China
and create a caste system?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Why aren't more people upset about this? I hadn't heard about this.
Well, that is outrageous.
Well, because they've disabled a bunch of the features, right? So they're only intending to use this code now for this specific application.
I mean, that sounds like a national security threat as far as, you know.
But just imagine once this is on everybody's phones, all somebody's got to do is flip a couple of switches, turn some features on.
Yeah, the government's not going to consider that a national security threat when it's them doing it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like if it's the Chinese, if it's the code and the Chinese still has some control over it, that's a problem from a U.S. national security perspective.
Yeah, I don't know if China still has some control over it or not. We covered the fact that this code is the same base code.
It's probably proprietary.
As the social credit
proprietary.
System.
So it probably is. It probably is. I bet you China does have control over this.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I didn't think of it like that.
I mean, yeah, it's not like the code. They're not going to open the code up. I mean, it's China. It's a system that they use. They don't want their own software to be modified and then reinstalled on Chinese phones. So, yeah, they're not going to release the code. And that means the same code is being used in the United States. That's a serious security concern.
Well, and now imagine...
For anybody in the United States.
And now imagine...
And the U.S. government.
How this goes, right? We've seen this before, particularly with the onset of COVID, where one city, one team, one organization adopts a thing, and then, they're getting good press from that? Oh, let me do that, too. So now this is going to spread to another city and another state and another city and another state and another town and another sports arena, and all of a sudden, you have the caste system that you were just mentioning because, you know, you only have people who've either been vaccinated or not vaccinated. It's a very binary thing. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here in the studio. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
come on and listen to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. We've been talking about your papers, please. Your papers, please. That's right. Vaccine passports coming soon to, well, anywhere you want to go or anything you want to do. Because, well, it seems that the NFL now, at least one football team, the Buffalo Bills, say they're going to require vaccine passports for all fans. Now, I have a couple of problems with this. Number one, I just got done getting over COVID. Right? Now,
I believe so.
I don't feel like I need a vaccine for it. Because guess what happened? My immune system kicked in and took care of the thing. So, does this mean if I want to go to a football game, a concert, a sporting event of some type, that I am going to need to get vaccinated for something I've already not only gotten, but gotten over? This doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And it might even make you sicker, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I've been told, and what I keep reading is that if you've already had the COVID and then you get the jab, that you have some side effects. So it's all very frustrating. I pardon my manners. This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Sorry, I really discombobulated the captain because I've been working on getting nobody's call answered, and he should be on the line.
You have to explain that to the folks.
He should be on the line unless I hung up on him.
There is nobody on the line.
That's so weird that he accepted it. It hasn't been working the way it's normally.
Technicalities worked. Here at Free Talk Live. We'll try and get the calls on as they come in. I realize nobody has called in before. It, this is the person known as Nobody, not Nobody. Sometimes nobody calls. Sometimes nobody really calls.
That's funny.
But at any rate, I have a problem with this whole vaccine passport bit because, well, I never got the vaccine, but I got the COVID and I got over it. So why should I have to produce any documentation of anything? I don't understand. Here's some key facts from this Forbes article. Erie County Executive Mark Pullencars announced Tuesday that the Buffalo Bills would be allowed to play games at full stadium capacity, but only if fans show proof of vaccination by using their Excelsior Pass vaccine passports, a decision he said he's discussed with the owners of the Buffalo Bills. The state set up the system as a first-of-its-kind vaccine passport in the U.S., allowing for businesses and residents to use it for areas where vaccinations are a requirement. The Bills did not have any fans for regular season games during 2020, the most successful season the team had in decades. Ironic for them. the one year that they're not allowed to have fans, they actually do well. The decision means that the Buffalo Bills are the first NFL team to adopt a vaccine passport system and comes after NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league expects full capacity at all its stadiums for the 2021 season. Crucial quote, "There's no God-given right to attend a football game," Pullencars said at a news conference Tuesday, noting it's a voluntary decision to attend a sporting event.
It's just weird because we've never done this for any other disease, and there are way, you know, worse diseases out there. It's just really strange that they're acting like we have to do this to go on with normal life.
It is really weird. I mean, I had the thing, and like, okay, maybe I'm a bit of a flu wussy. I'll put it in the top 10 episodes, top 20 maybe, episodes of illness that I've ever had. But it pales in comparison to the time I had bronchitis and strep throat simultaneously. Ooh, I thought I was going to die. I did. I thought I was going to die, so much so that I woke up in a pool of sweat and drove myself to the emergency room at 3 a.m. in the morning, which is redundant, at 3 a.m. because I thought I was going to die. I could, you know, couldn't breathe. I could barely see. They're like, how did you even drive over here? I'm like, I don't know. And so, anyway, COVID, nothing compared to that.
You never felt like you might die?
Never once.
That's good.
Never once, no.
Yeah, I mean, we've got at least six people, I think, that were infected here in the co-hosts, and not a single one of them. And at least two, or no, three people, I think, were actually at risk, you know, of more severe repercussions if they got infected.
Somebody who tested positive has certainly some substantial health issues that, you know, COVID would have been a concern for, and he's fine.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, he shouldn't have an immune system. Like, that's so weird that it's so weak and people care at all about this. Like, somebody with stage 4 cancer should not be able to beat COVID if it's as crazy bad as the media wants you to believe it is. Stage 4 cancer.
Well, it's not. It's not as bad. I can tell you, I read through all of the lists of the COVID symptoms while I was going through it. I had roughly half of the symptoms that, you know, are listed that I could find. Some of them I didn't have. I think I was symptomatic for around, we'll call it a week and a half, 2 weeks. Now, some other people around here, a little less symptomatic than that, you know, fewer days, you know, than I was. But then also, like, I know somebody else who's got it, and it's like 4 days. And like, yep, okay, it's gone. So it affects different people differently, and I can't explain any reasons why. I'm not a virologist or anything like that. Mm. But I can tell you that it was, if I didn't know what it was, if I didn't know that it was COVID, the telltale sign for me was the loss of taste, that I couldn't taste anything. And I'm like, yep, okay, this is the COVID, right? If I didn't know that it was that, though, I would have just been like, yeah, I got a really bad flu that lasted for like a couple of weeks.
Whenever I had what I just assume is COVID, I didn't get tested because I didn't want everybody to be like acting like I'm a leper or anything.
Right.
Whenever I did have whatever that was, I completely lost my sense of taste for so many days, like maybe like a week and a half or something. If that didn't happen, I feel like I would have just thought I had allergies. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal at all.
Yeah. So now, whenever we see something like this, particularly about these vaccine passports, where papers, please, before you can attend something fun, you know, and how are they going to contain that from spreading to, well, anything, really? The problem that I have is they never talk about people who've gotten the illness and gotten over it already. There is no useful reason for any of those people to get a shot of anything. They've already acquired the ability to beat the illness. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to comment on the vaccine passports and the ridiculousness of having to show your papers, please.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected gunman in the FedEx facility shooting that left at least eight people dead was identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull, police are saying. He is a former employee of the company. New details coming out regarding what happened at that FedEx facility.
You know, this suspect came to the facility, and when he came there, he got out of his car and pretty quickly started some random shooting outside the facility. There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting, and that began in the parking lot.
Indianapolis Deputy Chief Craig McCart. President Biden wrapping up his week by announcing that the United States and Japan are forming a new working partnership to deal with the challenges of the 21st century. USA Radio News. A prominent conservative is crying foul after being kicked off a social media site.
Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing. But there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people. They're going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option, so we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week.
Thanks to Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau for that report. An Ohio man is under arrest after cops found him with a weapon and ammunition in a Times Square subway station in New York City. The man claimed it was legal for him to have the weapon. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in tonight. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio, if you'd like to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris, hey, if you're out there, call Bonnie if you want to try and get on the show. Okay, just call her. Call yourself.
Thanks, Chris. We have been attempting to get nobody on the air. We've had some phone technicalities, so bear with us, everybody. If you have a message for nobody in jail or for Ian Freeman, feel free to give us a call at 603-283-6160. We believe that they both are listening to tonight's program using some radios, and we do have a radio station that broadcasts to the Merrimack County area where they're being held, so they should be able to receive the show. But I need to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. Freedomsphoenix.com. We have been talking about this article from Forbes where it says the Buffalo Bills, an NFL team, are going to require vaccine passports for fans and in an attempt to allow full capacity at the stadiums. So they want to do full capacity at the stadium, but they're going to require everybody who wants to attend to buy a ticket to show their papers, please, in the form of a vaccine passport. Very disturbing stuff. This is a trend that we predicted when, you know, the onset of COVID showed up. We're like, oh, gosh, what's next? What are they going to do? How are they going to? Oh, there's probably going to be some sort of a vaccine thing. And, oh, if you get the vaccine, you're going to, you know, you're going to have to show some sort of a proof that you've had the vaccine before you can go and do things. You know, we estimated that they would even limit things like shopping for groceries and that type of thing to those who have gotten the vaccine.
I mean, that could be a serious problem for somebody who isn't able to actually, you know, get the vaccine, because not everybody can get a vaccine, you know, without being at risk of death.
Well, nor should everybody get the vaccine, as I've repeatedly said here, and I'll say it again just at the risk of being redundant, that if you get COVID and you get over it without having been vaccinated, there's no reason for you to be vaccinated.
Mm.
Right? Why would you get a vaccine against something you've already had and recovered from? It makes no sense.
See, that makes sense to me because I understand what an immune system does. But the thing is, the like information they, you know, the government has been putting out there is the antibodies only last for a month. So who knows if that's true or just some way to control us. I mean, it's not like I have a research lab in my house.
All right. So, and again, I'm no virologist, but here's how vaccines generally work, whether they're the mRNA type, which is the Pfizer and the Moderna, or the Johnson & Johnson type, which is the more traditionally developed bit where they actually use a piece of the existing virus. They work by getting your immune system to fight the thing. This is how vaccines work. Vaccines work by injecting yourself with something that triggers your immune system to fight the bad thing. Now, if you have an immune system and you catch the bad thing and you've not been vaccinated at all and you get over the bad thing, what possible reason could there be for you to get a vaccine? What possible reason? I can't think of one.
Yeah, I'm not a virologist or anything, but it does seem to, you know, defy logic to require somebody to get a vaccine that they don't need because they've already been infected.
Right. Now, again, what do the vaccines do? The vaccines are given to you in an effort to trigger your immune system to fight the bad thing. So all any vaccine ever does anyway is quite simply help you fight the bad thing. That's all it does. So going back to the article from Forbes, there's some additional information they provided here. The big number, 71,608. That's the seating capacity of the Buffalo Bills Stadium, which was recently renamed Highmark Stadium. Surprising fact, the Bills star quarterback Josh Allen caused a stir when he said on a podcast released last week that he was still debating whether to get vaccinated. Paulin Carr said it was not within his power to apply a vaccine mandate to Bills players or staff. The NFL is not requiring COVID vaccines for players or coaches. So the NFL themselves is not requiring a vaccine for players or coaches. But in order for you to attend a game in person, to witness the majesty of sports, you must present your passport, your COVID passport that you have been vaccinated, at least as far as the Buffalo Bills are concerned.
There might be too many, like, players just dropping out because they don't want to take the vaccine or something, if they required it.
Well, some folks did opt out, as far as players go, from the season. They were given the ability to do so in the NFL. But it wasn't a lot. It was a handful at best. Not a lot of the star players because, I mean, these guys get paid big bucks for what they do. They're also, their careers are relatively short when speaking about that type of a thing. The average, I think, NFL career is less than 2 years, so. At any rate, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned vaccine passports. We'll see if that's a trend that continues anywhere else. But for the moment, it appears that the Buffalo Bills are leading the charge, if you will, in requiring vaccine passports for fans in order to fill the stadium. So,
you know what's weird? I've absolutely never in my entire life heard of the Buffalo Bills. I have no idea what state they are.
Isn't that Wyoming?
New York.
Oh, is it?
Are they, like, not... Do they play against, like, the
Buffalo, Seahawks? Buffalo, New York is... It's a small market town. The Buffalo Bills are probably the smallest NFL market city. So, for example, they're called the Buffalo Bills, so they play in Buffalo, whereas the two teams that you know from New York, the Jets and the Giants, both play in New York City. In fact, they share a stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they ever be in, like, the Super Bowl? Like say they just did really good. The Buffalo Bills could go to the Super Bowl?
They did just do really good this year, yeah. The first year without fans and stadiums. They did remarkably well for them.
They have stage fright.
In fact, the Buffalo Bills, one of the saddest stories, have never won a Super Bowl trophy. They've been to the game a number of times, but choked every time. So 603-283-6160 is the phone number here in the studio if you'd like to join the conversation. Would you be willing to show a vaccine passport just to attend a sporting event?
No.
Or a concert? Or some other fun thing? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your minds. We've been having a few technicalities with the telephones, but we believe we will have a special guest momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And let's just go ahead and move right to that, shall we? I believe we have nobody calling from Merrimack County. Nobody, can you hear me?
Nobody's here. Can you hear me?
We can. What's on your mind, brother?
Really? Well, wanted to let you know, as of today, I do have a radio, and so I was able to share most of the show tonight. We did have some technicalities getting me on, but it looks like we've got that problem solved. Somebody was asking earlier in the show what kind of government the Turkish government was.
Yes.
Well, my father is full-blooded Armenian, and the Turks tried to do a genocide against the Armenians about 100 years ago. And if you want to know what kind of government the Turkish government is, Google Armenian girls crucified, and you will find pictures of teenage Armenian girls crucified up and down the road. That's what kind of people the Turkish government is. And chances are my great aunts were among those poor girls. My grandmother and grandfather were lucky enough to escape the country and get to America, which is why they were not murdered by the Turks. So that's the kind of government the British government is. And they still are lying. They still deny their genocide of the Armenians, which Hitler referenced, as a matter of fact. When people said, "You'll never get away with what you're doing to the Jews," he said, "Who remembers the Armenians?"
Wow.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about Turkey trying to ban cryptocurrency? I don't think that they can effectively make that happen.
Well, I don't know. The Turkish government is willing to murder lots and lots of people, and if you murder everybody who uses cryptocurrency, maybe you can get away with that, but hopefully the world will speak up if they start, if they return to their ways of mass murder. Interestingly enough, the political faction that did this genocide was called the Young Turks, which makes me wonder why the Young Turks chose the show name that chose.
Wow, that is disturbing on so many levels, man. Well, while we have you on the air and live, do you have any message for your flock?
Well, first off, I'd like to say I'm glad to hear that reports of your death were greatly exaggerated, Captain.
It takes more than a little COVID to kick my ass, yeah. The COVID didn't kick the kick-ass ass of Captain Kick-Ass.
Groovy. Was it worse than the flu?
I would say yes, slightly.
Okay. But not dead worse.
No, I'd put it in maybe the top 20 illnesses that I've had symptomatically. I never once thought that I was going to die. Never once.
Yeah. Well, I'm delighted you didn't. I would have missed you terribly.
Oh, you too, brother.
And sometime we should talk about how to make this J2 radio connection work a little more seamlessly. I think you've probably got the most technical chops on the show right now.
maybe.
Okay. Other than that, words for my flock. Just keep listening to Free Talk Live. Send me a letter if you get a chance. And we're going to beat this thing. These monsters will not finish us.
Yay.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're doing, your spirits are so high there, nobody. I'm just impressed. And just to give you a heads up, you know, we're working hard on the outside, you know, to keep going with all the events and everything. You know, one of the events that you inspired should be coming up, I believe on April 20th.
Tuesday, right? April 20th.
Yeah. So we changed up the location of it, but it's not at the State House, but it will be happening in Keene, New Hampshire. So come out if you're in New Hampshire to Central Square in New Hampshire on 420 and
at
420, yep. And we're gonna have a great old time.
Well, groovy. If you bring the sound system out, I'll try and have a recording of me there for you.
Ooh, I like that.
Awesome. That's a great idea.
I believe there is a sound system planned to be there.
There is, and it's arrived.
Somebody else was planning to give a speech, so we could certainly make that happen.
For those of you who don't know, Nobody is the founder of the 420 Foundation, and he started back in like 2010, the 420s in Concord, but you know the State House is closed, so we're going to do it in Keene.
Yeah, it's a throwback to the good old days when it used to be in Keene at one time, and I don't know if it's ever been done in Central Square, but it's been done in Keene before. So.
Oh yeah, it was always done in Central Square.
Oh, it was
in Keene.
Oh, I thought it was done at Wheelock Park the one year.
At what?
Wheeler Park?
Wheelock Park?
Wheelock? I forget how to pronounce it.
Oh, no. It was always out on the common.
All right. Well, it should be fun. We're going to have a great time, and I hear there's a lot of people coming out. So hopefully we'll get you a picture if we can.
Groovy. I look forward to hearing about it. Yeah, there are companies that will turn your picture into a greeting card and mail it to me. They're out on the web. So, groovy. Well, thanks for taking my call, and I'll be recording that message tomorrow.
Hey, we hope you get out real soon, Nobody. It was great to hear your voice. Thanks. That was nice. Thank you for your efforts, Bonnie. I appreciate that. I know that we were struggling there for a bit with, the technicalities and that kind of thing. So.
Well, at least we have a backup system now.
Yes, that was a pretty good plan of yours as well, Chris. So.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try that with Ian next time he has an hour out at Free Talk Live time. It's going to work next time he calls.
Yep.
I hope so.
So, it was good to hear Nobody's voice. I miss that guy.
I miss him too.
I hope he gets out soon. Hopefully, and if you want to help, visit thecrypto6.com. Thecrypto6.com. That is the website for the Legal Defense Fund for the six folks who were arrested a month ago today during the terrorist raid here on the Free Talk Live studios, on the Bitcoin Embassy, and several people's homes. They are going to need more than just a public defender. These charges are very, very serious. You can help by visiting thecrypto6.com. If you've donated already or you're unable to donate, that's fine. Please just share the website, thecrypto6.com. If you can afford to, there are some T-shirts for sale there on the website. You know, buy a T-shirt, wear that around, you know, become a human advertisement for freeing the Crypto 6.
The T-shirts are really great, too. They say Bitcoin is not a crime, free the Crypto 6. So
they are pretty great.
Yeah.
So if, you know, you can help in that way, please do. Or just by spreading the message on social media, by spreading it amongst your own personal community. If you operate within any of the cryptocurrency communities, you know, spread the message. The Crypto 6 need your help. This is precedent-setting stuff at the federal level. There's going to be some argument at the local level versus the federal level, because I know the state of New Hampshire recognizes computer code, that is to say cryptocurrency, as computer code, which is speech. But the federal government recognizes it, depending on which alphabet agency you're talking to, could recognize it as an asset.
Yeah, and my understanding is that the state government, or the federal government, the federal law, is dependent on it being illegal effectively at the state level, and it's not in New Hampshire. So it'll be interesting to see how they wiggle their way out of that one.
Yeah. So things will get very interesting, but yes, indeed, they do need your help over at thecrypto6.com, thecrypto6.com, or the number 6, thecrypto6.com. Doesn't matter which one, they both will land you in the same spot. If you can help, we would appreciate that, of course.
I love that it says Bitcoin is not a crime on it, because I think that's just one of the most important one-liners to put in a hashtag and to just start a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Like when the officer had me handcuffed and I asked him, hey, why are you guys doing this to my house during the raid? He said, oh, they're going to give you a warrant, but it's about Bitcoin. And I told him, that's not illegal. Like, and it, you could tell it got him thinking like an excuse.
Our number 3 of Free Talk Live is on the way. Cryptocurrency is not a crime.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.